You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio Show, right here on WeTalk Radio Network.
But he can't stop us like brake lights. Homie, this is warfare. This is not a play fight. Trials come and they can knock us down, but they can't take us out like a date night. Pull up, like a date night. Blind date, train to fight. Life is hard, but we stand tall if the foundation is laid right. Overcomers in plain sight. Champions don't take flight. We stand up, we push hard. We built for this, my God.
Say, I am built to last. I am,
yeah, man.
Hello to everybody out there. Hello to everybody out there. We are live and back on time. I want to, first of all, thank y'all for not just meeting me there, but beating me there. I want to thank everybody for joining us on every platform that you are joining us on this morning. Give yourself a hand for joining us this morning. Give yourself a hand for coming in and allowing God to just allow him to speak to you, to say, listen to this word on today. Listen to this word on today. I want to thank everybody that are on We Talk Radio, listening to the Shine Lord program this morning. Thank all of you. I want to thank y'all in the Facebook world, listening to my personal Facebook page, that are joining us on our Spirit of Inspiring Love Facebook page. And I want to thank you that are joining us on YouTube. That's right, on YouTube as well, in Soil Church Online, all the different platforms. I thank God for technology. I thank God for allowing us to be able to give the word to everyone, despite whatever the challenges are. He's allowed a ram in the bush and allowed us to bring a live word to you. So I want to thank you for joining us on this morning. I know everybody must have had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know everybody must have been able to enjoy wonderful time with your family, with your friends, and being able to eat and eat again and eat again and again and again and again. And you know what? Because of what we have come out of, we all deserve a wonderful time. We all deserve time to spend wonderful moments with our loved ones. We all deserve that because we've made it through, and God has saw fit that we are alive on today and that we're able to spend that segment of our time, a small segment of our time, with our families and our friends. And as the Bible said, in all things give thanks, we do in fact want to give thanks. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining us. I am Pastor Jeremy Glenn of the wonderful church, as you see it on the screen right here, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And let me tell you something, 2022 is going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful year for our church. It is going to be a wonderful year for our church. And let me tell you something, we've got great things that are getting ready to happen, great things that are getting ready to shake the foundation, great things that are getting ready to till the land, great things that are getting ready to go forth. I don't want to tell you too much because I'll spoil the thunder, but know that great things are happening in this time. So I just want to start off here by just saying something. You know, in life we have challenges, and sometimes we're going on the beaten path, and we're going to talk about paths on today. But sometimes along that road, if we're traveling in a car, traveling in a vehicle, sometimes what happens, we hit a pothole. Can anybody attest to hitting a pothole? We hit a pothole. We're driving and we hit a pothole. And sometimes that pothole, it comes in and it has an impact on where we're going. It has an impact on our situations. But what I want to do, this is not the message today, but this is kind of a message within the message. What I want you to do and what I want you to understand is, when you hit a pothole, don't let it take you off the path that you're going. When you hit a pothole, don't let it take you away from the destiny in which you have. When you hit a pothole, you keep on pressing toward that mark. Don't get out the car. Don't try to assess the damages that were done. You stay on the path and you keep on pressing forward. Because let me tell you what the enemy wants. What the enemy wants is for the pothole to derail you away from the destiny in which God has for you. He wants that pothole to kill, to steal, destroy. And I always like to add, as you've heard me say, distract you from where God wants you to go. So don't let the potholes in your life stop you from going where God has for you to go in your life. Okay. So I just wanted to give you that. It's just a little small tidbit here, just to kind of warm up things here before we get into this wonderful word on today. So without further ado, I missed y'all last week. And as I was telling the person on my team, I said, man, When we don't give a word, it just seems like forever, and we miss it, and we want to get back on it, and it just seems like forever in a day. And I love what God is doing through this ministry. I love what he's doing through me in my life. I am an empty vessel, and I just want him to pour his anointing, pour his spirit, pour his fragrance through everything that I do. I want nothing else in life but to be used by God. So when I am either taking a break or out a day or something like that, it just, man, it feels like just so, it just feels like forever. But anyway, I am back and I'm live and I'm ready to give this word to you. So as we know that we're kind of moving into the holiday season, and throughout the years, And throughout the years and months and the way that we buy things, especially coming out of the pandemic and everything, the way that we buy things now, you know, you can order something, say on Amazon or eBay or whatever your source is or sources are. And therefore, you have an expectation. So you're waiting on this gift. You're waiting on this package, whatever it is that's coming. And the doorbell rings. And Amazon, right, they drop off this package. And when they drop this package off, we're eager to get into this package because we bought something and we have expectations. We bought something. And whether this product that it is that we purchased a couple of days ago now, they're delivering by drones, they're delivering by truck, they're delivering by all kinds of ways nowadays. We're waiting with bated breath. And we're waiting on that package. And when it finally arrives, we get the doorbell and we see that it's Amazon and they've dropped off and they're waving, getting back in their truck, moving on to the next one. We've got a package on our doorstep. We open up this package here. We bring it in. We open up this package here. And this is fresh on my mind because this just happened to my wife and I a couple of days ago. We bought something and it showed up, right? It showed up and we had high anticipation for it because what we did, ladies and gentlemen, we ordered a humidifier. We ordered this humidifier, and when it came in, I opened up this box, and it wasn't just a standard humidifier. You know, my wife, she ordered this thing here, and it's got all kinds of fancy bells and whistles. It's actually got a remote control and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, okay, all right, you know what? It I didn't know exactly what it was. I knew it was a humidifier. I didn't know it was so high-tech. A humidifier and like I've ever seen before in my life. Never seen anything like this. And when you get that box and whatever that package is that you get, you have expectation, you're excited, and what do? You open up the box, you take that product out, and you just get to getting it all together, putting it all together, and you're just moving on because, hey, remember, you've got it all figured out. Expectations have made you have it all figured out, and you know what it is, and you're just ready to get this machine or get this product or whatever it is. You're ready for it to start working for you. And now you're treating this thing as though you made it. You're treating this thing as though you are the manufacturer. You're treating this thing as though you've had it all your life and you know it very well, and you're ready for it to just start doing what you expect it to do. Now, going back to this humidifier. Now, this, ladies and gentlemen, is not the average humidifier. As a matter of fact, it's high tech. It's got all bells and whistles. And as I just mentioned, it's got remote controls and all kinds of things. But because it's a humidifier, I thought I had it all figured out. So I'm ready to try this thing out. And I take it out of the box. And the first thing I do is I'm in my bedroom and I place it on the carpet. I place it on the floor. And I start just going through the process and what I know a humidifier is supposed to do and how I know a humidifier is supposed to work. And remember, I've got it all figured out. I'm just ready to try this thing out and see because there's been expectation. And then all of a sudden, I started noticing something. I get the water and I'm pouring some fresh distilled water in there and because I want the high quality stuff and all of that. And I'm just going, oh, man, I got it all figured out. But as I start pouring water in the box, into the water tank of the humidifier, as fast as I was pouring this water in, as fast as water started running out of the bottom. Now I got half a gallon of water spilled out on my bedroom carpet floor. Because remember, I had it all figured out. I knew everything. I had all the answers. I knew exactly what I was doing. Now, how many of us in life feel as though we've got it all figured out? We've seen this before. We've heard this song and we've danced to this dance and we've done there. We've been there. We've done it. We got it all figured out until the water starts running out the bottom, until the bedroom carpet starts getting wet, until, wait a minute, maybe this thing is not exactly like what I expected. How many of us are like that? How many of us can attest that sometimes we have such high expectations and we're so animated and we're so excited and we allow our emotions to take charge, to take the lead. And now we've got water spilling out of the bottom of our situation. How many of us think that in life we've got everything all figured out? We were all teenagers at one point. Maybe we've got some teenagers listening on today. And we had all the answers. We knew it all. Nobody could tell us anything. We had it all figured out. Remember that? And some of us are still like that in certain cases in our lives today. We've got it all figured out. We know everything. The expectation and the excitement is there, and we've got it all figured out. But then the water begins to pour out of the bottom of the situation because you, my friend, had it all figured out. And we're going 110 miles an hour. And we've got it all figured out. Maybe we've texted and called and told people about it. And then the water begins to fall out. This is what happens in life. And sometimes we can find ourselves in a pickle and we've made some decisions because we had it all figured out. But when the water spills out just enough, we begin to realize maybe we don't just have everything figured out. Maybe in our life we could use some guidance. Maybe if we just humble ourselves and allow some leadership in some areas to kind of take us under its wing, we can kind of move around and maybe some potholes we don't have to hit. Maybe sometimes the water does not have to spill out of the bottom. Maybe sometimes if we just take some leadership and kind of humble ourselves and allow ourselves to say, hey, you know what? I may not know it all, but I'm going to connect to a source that can help me with guidance in my life. So once I realized, going back to the humidifier, once I realized that I didn't know everything that I was doing, I had never used a humidifier like this before. Just as the prodigal son did, as Jesus told that story of the prodigal son, I came to myself, because remember, the prodigal son, when he came to himself, he realized he didn't have it. Oh, Holy Spirit, you own it this morning. He didn't have it all figured out. Even though he took his share, he took his inheritance, and he went and ran with it, he realized there's a whole lot more to life than those tangibles, than the monetary things. And maybe, just maybe, had he just slowed down and listened, he would have realized delayed gratification is a better situation. This is what I had to learn. I had to come to myself and realize, wait a second. I don't need to be anxious for anything. I don't need to be so anxious about this thing to where now the water is spilling out of the bottom of the machine. And because one of the things that did, when I slowed down and I listened, I said, wait a minute, let me just come to myself and let me just realize that I don't have it all figured out. Let me humble myself and let me pick up something called the instruction manual written by the manufacturer. Now, this isn't just any instruction manual for anything, but it's the specific instruction manual from the person that made it. The person that built the machine, the person that know it just like they knew it because they had the idea, they put it in place, they designed it, they constructed it, they in fact have the patent for it. And that's who we want to take instructions from. The Bible calls it godly counsel. Okay? The Bible calls it wisdom. And that's what we want to do in our lives. Now, what I want us to understand is that as I myself begin to read the instruction manual, step number one tells us, or told me rather, do not place this machine on the ground. How about that? So the very first thing that I did was the very first thing that the manufacturer told me not to do. And at this point, I realized it's in my best interest to keep reading, because there's more information that I need to receive in order to get this thing to function the way that I need to get it to function. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, in life, things can look easy. And we can often feel as though there's a quick fix for a situation. Or we can assume that we have the solution and we've got it all figured out. Give me my inheritance and let me do what I want to do with it now. Not when I'm mature enough to know what to do with it, but give it to me now. Let me pull the German chocolate cake out of the oven before the recipe tells us that it's time to pull it out. Can anybody attest to that? Do we have any cooks in our lives, right, that have maybe not just followed the recipe down to the T and realized something's not quite right? Have we tried to do some things in life and then the water begins to spill out of the bottom of the tank because we had it all figured out and we need no guidance. We need no instruction manual. We don't need any godly counsel. Can anybody attest to that? I know I am not by myself. But what I want us to understand is the reality is we're not going to always know where to go. We're not going to always know how to get there. But we must learn to pick up the instruction manual called the Word of God. And when we pick up the instruction manual from the Word of God, who is our spiritual leader by the name of Jehovah, by the name of Yahweh, what he is saying to us, and as you see the slide that we're putting up on this morning, the instruction manual known as the Word of God is going to tell us what he is saying to us, why he's saying what he's saying to us, and when we should act on what he's saying to us. Because if we do this, he told us that unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within him, the manufacturer, that's when we receive the instructions of our lives. So what we want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is position ourselves because he is the leader of our lives, because he is the head of our lives, and because he manufactured this world, because he manufactured your spirit, because he manufactured your flesh, because he manufactured your soul, because he manufactured life. We, ladies and gentlemen, as you see up on the slide right now, the title of our message on today, we want to follow the leader. That's right. Our message on today, ladies and gentlemen, is follow the leader. Spirit of the living God, Lord, we thank you so much for this word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to know that we need to humble ourselves. Yes, Lord. We were all humble during 2019, during the 2020 pandemic. And we didn't have anything to do but to listen to leadership, but to listen to the experts and to listen to those that are learning, and we had to follow, Lord. Things have changed. What a difference a year makes. Lord, help us, Lord, as a people to get back to humbling ourselves and to realize, Lord, we are nothing without you, Father God. My prayer on today, we are nothing without you, Father God. I pray for a spirit of humility to just saturate this land on today. So that, Lord, that we can die to ourselves, die to the I know everything spirit, die to all of these things so that we can allow your spirit to come in and to lead us in our lives, Lord. You know the plans that you have for us. And Lord, I pray that you just allow us to open our hearts, our ears, and our minds, Lord, to tear down the walls and allow us to be humble to receive your word on today. And I pray that somebody is blessed by this word. In the mighty, magnificent, beautiful, bountiful name of Jesus, we love you and we thank you as we learn to follow you as our leader in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Open your Bibles, if you have them, your e-Bibles, to Proverbs 3:6, and I'm coming out of the New King James Version of the Bible. And again, our analogy, the Bible is like having two hands. We've got a left hand, which is represented as the Old Testament, okay, Genesis through the books of Malachi, and a right hand, right, that is represented as the New Testament. I'm sorry, the Old Testament in the left hand, the New Testament in the right hand, and the New Testament is Matthew through the books of Revelations, and we're coming in the books of Proverbs. We're going to hang out in the Old Testament here, and we're going to listen to some wisdom by one King Solomon and hear what he has to say to us about wisdom and following the leader. So as you see up on the screen right now, coming from the New King James Version of the Bible, in all of your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall, remember that's a commandment, he shall direct your paths. Acknowledge him in all of your ways. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And acknowledge him in all of your ways. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall, which is a commandment, direct your paths. Thank God for the reading of his word on today. That's it. It's simple. Really, I could dismiss right now and you got it. because King Solomon was right to the point when he said that. But what I want us to understand is we kind of break this down a little bit more. What I want us to understand is the word paths is plural in this text, which means that you've got many paths in your life. Many paths in your life. You've got many seasons in your life, and you've got many paths that allow you to walk into several seasons in your life. Okay? So for instance, there is a path to your relationship in Christ. Okay? There is a path to your next promotion on your job, your business, whatever that is, whatever the next step is, there is a path. There is a path to great health. And there is a path to great wealth. There is also a path to lead you to your best life. Not just life, but life more abundantly. There is a path. I could stay right there and preach on that right now, just that alone. There is a path. There is a path for everything that you're doing in your life. How do we know that? We're going to talk about that as we break this down. But God tells us, he talks about going faith to faith, right? There's glory to glory. There are steps. The steps of a good man are what? Ordered by the Lord. God is strategic. In the beginning, there was God. And there was the word of God, right? All of that, God is decency. He start to finish. There is a process. Okay, God didn't, he didn't start with revelations. He started with Genesis. The world was without form. He brought form to it. There was a path. We serve a God that is all about path, the path of righteousness, ordering our steps, taking us to levels. And he's very big on leading us. This is why we want to make sure we position ourselves to follow the leader. God is the manufacturer, ladies and gentlemen. And he has given us an instruction manual called the Word of God. And if we would spend more time reading the instruction manual in our lives, if we would spend more time reading the instruction manual, there wouldn't be so much water to spill from the bottom of our tanks. What I want us to understand is also we walk by faith, talking about there is a path. We walk by faith. And because there is a path, we press on toward the mark. And because there is a path, we grow in the glory of God. Glory to glory, faith to faith, glory to glory, new levels, okay? And what I want us to understand more than anything in this message here is there is a path to living the Christian life, which is called the path of righteousness. But what happens, as we talked about earlier, is we're going down our destiny, going down our road to our destiny, and we hit a pothole. What happens when that path becomes disrupted? What happens when we take the wrong path in our lives? What happens when we think we've got this path all figured out and that we're smarter than the path itself? What happens when those things begin to happen? This is when wisdom is at its highest peak. This is when wisdom is at its highest value. This is when we want to rely on the wisdom and the wisdom from the manufacturer to help us go places that we've never gone before, to lead us not into temptation, but, right, to deliver us from evil, all those things. He is very big on talking about paths and leadership and guiding and leading and guiding. This is when wisdom is at its peak. And what I want us to understand is one of the best examples that we have is the wisdom from the great King Solomon. So when you're reading the book of Proverbs, what you're reading is God-given wisdom to King Solomon for all of us. It is God-given wisdom, okay, to King Solomon for all of us. So Proverbs 3:6 is very simple. 3:6 is very simple, and it's right to the point. And he's telling us to simply acknowledge our leader in all of our ways, and our leader, not anyone else, our leader, not Facebook, our leader, not YouTube, our leader, not the internet, our leader, not politicians, but our leader will direct our paths. Now, another scripture I have here in Jeremiah 29:11, and as you can see, It's right up above my head here. I love that scripture. It's a scripture that has meant so much for me and my wife as we, it was on our invitations, our wedding programs. And that is our favorite scripture as he's talked to the prophet of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah 29 and 11, coming from the New International Version, states that he knows the plans, for I know the plans. That's God talking. He's talking to Jeremiah and the people during that time, and he's speaking at us because remember, the word of God, it speaks to us, it lives through us, and it meets us where we are. So if God said it back then, God is saying it today. If God is talking to this group, he's talking to this group today, okay? The word of God, when God speaks it, it goes forth. And when God speaks it, it will not return unto him void. So if he said it back then, he said it right now in 2021, for he knows the plans that he has for us, declares the Lord. Declares the Lord. And when it comes from our leader, and it comes from our manufacturer, you better know that you can take it to the bank. What do I mean by that? He said those plans are to prosper you. Those plans are not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Look at the next slide we have up right now, right now, right now. We're putting it up right now. There is a path to your unharmed and prosperous future. If, there is an if, that is a prepositional phrase, if you follow the leader. If you follow the leader. However, the reality is, this is easier said than done. It's easier said than done. But what I love about the word of God is it's studying him as a path. Living a life of God is a path. Everything about life is a path. And as my wife shared with me a couple of weeks ago, God leaves breadcrumbs. He leaves breadcrumbs. And we have to be in position to find those different breadcrumbs in our life. And as we're looking for the breadcrumbs, what are those breadcrumbs doing? I'm going to talk about the bread. When we're looking for those breadcrumbs, what are they doing? They're leading us to where we need to go in our lives. This is what I want us to know. Now, it's easier said than done. But what I want us to do is I want to give us some tools to equip us and help us to make sure we're in position to follow the leader. There's nobody else in our lives that we should follow except the leader. And when we follow the leader first, and I'm going to give us three quick points, and I'm going to be out of your Sunday, three quick points, and we're going to move on with our day, hear what God needs for us to hear, do what God needs for us to do, and we're going to be equipped with this. We're going to know what we need to do, and we're going to make sure we are following nobody but the leader, nobody but the manufacturer, nobody but the author and finisher of our what? Of our faith. And that's what we want to do for this message on today. So point number one, I'm going to give us 3 points. Point number one, as you see on the screen, here is how we position ourselves to follow the leader. Number one, we acknowledge him as our leader in all of our ways. I've got it in second person there. Acknowledge him as your leader in all of your ways. This is what you want to do. This is what we want to do. This is what the people of God want to do. We have to acknowledge him in all of our ways. And that is right now taken from, okay? Right there taken from Proverbs 3 and 6, okay? Acknowledge him as our leader in all of our ways. What I want us to know, ladies and gentlemen, is when you acknowledge God, you're letting him know that you believe in him as your leader. You're literally saying, Jesus, take the wheel. You do the driving. You lead me, Father God. You take me under your wing. Lord, I'm completely yours. I'm all in this, and I am 100% following your leadership. Now, we had a series earlier this year called The Power of Relationships, and we learned that relationships are built on trust. Without trust, there is no relationship. There is no relationship without trust, okay? We talked about that during that series, and feel free to go back on my Facebook page and go through that. We talked about it, I want to say, earlier this year. And we also had a message just a few weeks ago called The Trust Factor. It was called The Trust Factor. And here we learn that God wants to know that you trust him with all of your heart, not 75% of it. not 25% of it, not every now and then, or just only when things are good, but that you trust him with all of your heart and that you don't lean to your own understanding. In other words, you're not going to just feel as though when that package is delivered, you've got it all figured out and you can put it all together. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we need to read the instruction manuals on some of the things that are presented to us. That produces, here's that word, discernment. Put that in the chat. That is fresh from the Holy Spirit. Reading the instruction manual will produce discernment. I want to see those in the comments. I want you to put it out there, share it, like it, whatever you want to do. And matter of fact, like this message on Facebook, share this message on Facebook. I want y'all to go comment happy on Facebook because I want people to be able to scroll through and see what you're putting out there, see how you're feeding this word. You are advertising this word, and every comment that you put out there, you are ministering to someone. Someone is going to read that comment. Somebody's going to see that comment. And now God is using you for an e-vessel. God is using you to now take the ministry to another level. God is using you to be in position. And now somebody that may not have heard it, somebody that may not have seen it, they can read your comment, and now you are being used, and God is going to hook you up. Put it out there. When we read the instruction manual, we will receive discernment from the Lord. Put that out there. Thank you, because I need to be reminded of that as well. When the Holy Spirit speaks, we have to write it down. We got to send ourselves a note, whatever we have to do, because when he speaks, he speaks. Then your mental mind, right? Sometimes we don't always remember that. We can call on them and ask them to help us to remember, but it's better if we can write it down right then and there. This is called a living a life of God. And when you're acknowledging him in all your ways, you're staying close to him. And when you're staying close to him, you attach by the hip with him. Where he goes, he's leading you. He's leading you into the path of righteousness. And this is that, as we just talked about, that relationship that God wants with all of his people. This is what God wants us to do. This is what God wants us to understand. Now, this is not saying, okay, yes, he's leading us, he's directing us, and we're acknowledging him in all his ways. Now, I want us to understand from a practical standpoint, right? This is not saying that we don't have common sense. Yes, he gave us common sense. We have the mental capacity to make decisions and to know when something's not right. Okay, we know how to make decisions. Okay, when that light turns green, we know if we've studied and understand how traffic laws work, when that light turns green, we go green. We don't have to say, Lord, what should I do? Stay right here. No, let's be practical about this is what I'm saying. Because it would be nothing like but the enemy to be able to try to take things so literal to where it creates confusion, and confusion is not God. God is not confusion. Confusion is not God. God is not confusion. I rebuke the enemy right now in Jesus' name. So what we're going to do is talk about something practical here. This is not saying that we don't have common sense. In fact, we are completely capable of making some decisions. We're not incapable of making decisions. We are capable of making decisions. And as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to be able to make decisions and use sound judgment. He wants us to be able to use sound judgment. Again, that's called discernment. It's called discernment, and that helps us when we make decisions or we're able to see certain things, or our spirits will prompt us on certain things, and you can sometimes say, hey, something's not right about that. That's discernment. Hey, something doesn't seem right about that. That's discernment. That's what God gives us. Again, the Holy Spirit works through us, right? He lives through us. He lives through us. He lives through us. And as he's living through us, he's going to prompt our spirits, right? Which are going to send a signal to our minds. And now it all works. And we can be able to say, now we understand something is not right. Now our natural is lining up with our spiritual because we have acknowledged God. We're allowing God to lead us. And now we can make decisions that are of sound judgment. And that's what God wants us to do. Now, for instance, I'll give us a practical example here. Okay. If God is leading us and we're allowing him to lead us in our lives, then choices from his leadership will affect the outcome of our lives. For instance, your bank account. Okay. Your bank account should have the funds available to cover any check that you would write. I'll say that again. Your bank account should have the funds to cover any check that you should write. When you know your account status, you will comfortably write a check because you know what's in there. Okay. You're going to comfortably write that check because you know what's in there. So you know your status. You know how much is in your account. I'm saying write a check. I know it's kind of old school today. We swipe, we tap, we do all kinds of stuff, right? It's the same process. Whenever a transaction is withdrawn, you should comfortably be able to process that transaction because you know what's in the account. So in the same sense, what I want us to understand, when you know God is in all of your ways because of your close relationship with him, you have now made some spiritual deposits in your spiritual life. And then what happens is, as you're making those deposits in your account, right, you know that your account has some substance, it has some things. Now you can process things, you can now do things, and you should write a check and be comfortable about that check because you know what's in there, because you're watching your account. Okay, you know what's in there, you're all over it and everything else. That's all acknowledging that it's there. It's all that relationship. It's knowing what's in there. This is what the Word of God does. When we fill up on the Word of God, every time we acknowledge him, we're making spiritual withdrawals into our account. When we read the Word of God, we're making a deposit into our spiritual account. When we feed on the Word of God, when we acknowledge him in all of our ways, all of those things are withdrawals into our spiritual account. So therefore, what happens is when it's time to make decisions in our lives, we will withdraw from that spiritual bank account, which would lead us into the right path and direction in our life. This is one of the many ways that we can benefit from following the leader. We can make decisions and know that they're of sound judgment, know that they're confidence because we're acknowledging him. And if we're acknowledging him, then he's directing our path. Point number two. As we're talking about following the leader here, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. These are one of the points. Number two of the points, right, of following God. This is the importance of following God, as we've been talking about right here. Look at Matthew 6:33, and I'm coming from the New King James Version of the Bible. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And here's what I want to say about that point right there. How many of us in our lives have had mentors? Have you had a mentor in your life? Okay. Usually when we're younger, when we're children, the big brothers and big sisters, and there are different organizations out there, or maybe, you know, you had an older brother or an older sister, or somebody served as a mentor to you. And we look up to our mentors because what? We admire them. We look up to them. And looking up to is a form of seeking. What is seeking? Seeking is searching. Seeking is looking. So looking up to is a form of seeking. And what I want us to understand is that seeking God is looking up to God because he is our spiritual mentor. You're acknowledging him. What do we do? What does that mean? Bragging on him. Oh, God did this. Oh, God did that. Oh, God is good all the time. All the time. How do we say it? God is good. All of that's acknowledging him. That's what we do when we look up to someone. That's what we do when we look up to someone. That's our mentor that's leading us and kind of showing us the ropes. We look up to him. We talk about him. We speak about him. Oh, man, all so-and-so does is talk about blah, 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 blah. Boy, he talk about so-and-so. Yeah, because you're excited about your mentor. Don't you know that God wants us to be excited about him, excited about his leadership, excited about where he's taken us in life, excited about walking by faith? He wants us to be excited about those things. And he wants us to brag on those things. He wants us to wake up and seek him first because we look up to him. That's what he wants us to do. He's our spiritual mentor. And he wants us to seek him first, because here's the deal. What I want us to understand, we're made in his image, but we have to spend time with him to learn how to act like him. And this is what it means to seek him. And when we seek him, we follow the leader. We're looking up to God. We're looking for God. We're acknowledging him. We're searching him. We're looking for the God in all situations. We're looking for God to be found in everything. And when we do that, we're seeking him and we're making him first. What do we mean by making him first? Seeking him first. What does first mean, Pastor Glenn? Well, Whoever is first on your mind is usually who has the biggest impact on your life. Whoever is first is usually who has the biggest impact on your life. God wants you to seek him first because this means that he has the biggest impact on your life. You're making him first. He's in first place in your life. Put that in the chat, somebody. God wants to be in first place in your life. He don't want to come in third. He doesn't want to come in last place. He don't want to come in only when you're needing something, only after you hit that pothole now. No, what God wants to be is first in your life. And when he's first in your life, that means you're acknowledging him in all his ways. That means you're seeking ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Okay? And when you do that, what you're doing is you're developing a habit of making God first, and your ways will get into the habit of being just like God. We want to be like our mentors. We want to be like the people we look up to. We want to be like everybody back in the 80s. Remember those shoes? Is it the shoes? Remember that? Everybody wanted to be like Mike. Looked up to Mike. Mike could do no wrong. He grabbed a basketball that was just like any and everything. And I'll tell you, I mean, even a commercial, we want to be like Mike. God wants you to be like him. He wants, just like the basketball was to Michael Jordan, he wants that word to be like that to you. That instruction manual to be like that to you. To know who he is. To seek him. To look for him. To find him in everything. To acknowledge him. He is asking for you to go back to what it was. Not just when you were sheltering in place and couldn't go anywhere and do all these things. He wants to be first, ladies and gentlemen. He is doing an awesome thing during this season. And it is up to us to stay close to God, as you saw the Facebook post that I made. It is up to us to stay close to God because he is doing something here that is going to lead to overflow. This is why this message is getting us ready for this. He needs to lead us into that. He's going to lead us into the next level. He's going to lead us where he wants us to be. And it is our job to make sure we acknowledge him and that we seek him first. The benefits from that is that he will lead us into the path of righteousness. Okay? So when you do this, you're developing the habit of making God first so that your ways will get in the habit of making God first and you are becoming just like God. Amen? Is that a blessing to you? Somebody put the, hey, that point number two, that was a blessing to me. Put that in the chat. I want to know if that spoke to your spirit. And what I want us to understand here is as we're going into point number three, look at point number three here as we get ready to close. Point number three is, and here's what we want to do. Following the leadership of God, here's what we want to do. Point number three, praise him continuously, ladies and gentlemen. We want to praise God continuously. That is what we want to do. Psalms 34 and 1. Okay, this was written by King Solomon's daddy, right? King David, right? Remember that guy. Remember David. David was a praising machine. That guy was something else, and he would write psalms, right? We call them hymns, psalms, they're kind of like songs. He wrote lyric. He was a lyrical genius, okay? They talk about different lyrical people today, and no disrespect to, you know, congratulations to LL Cool J making a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Jay-Z and all these other guys, but David has some lyrics, y'all. David got some lyrics. Listen to what he praise God continuously. He wrote his heart. And David was a man after God's own heart. He wrote his heart. When you're reading Psalms in the Bible, you're reading the heart of David. And you're reading that heart that was after God. He was seeking God and he sought God and he wrote his seeking on paper. This is why David could write things like, yea, though I walk, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I know that it's not death, but it's a shadow of death. I will fear no evil. People were after David when he wrote that. They wanted to kill David when he wrote that. But he's saying it's a shadow and I will not be killed. I'm going through a valley, but I know I'm going to get back up to the top. He wrote his heart in the book of Psalms, and that's what I want us to understand. So when David says, praise God continuously, he's letting you know, this is how you stay close to God, and this is how you allow God to lead you in your life. Why is that? Because to praise is simply to admire. And because he has such a large impact in your life, you want to admire him. You want to look up to God. He's your mentor. He's your leader. And you want to just let him know, Lord, I know you're leading me. So therefore, where you're leading me, I'm not going to question it. I'm not going to doubt it. I'm not going to go back and forth. I'm not going to allow the enemy to put confusion in my mind. I'm just going to follow. I'm going to look for those, as the missus said here, I'm going to look for those breadcrumbs. And I'm going to let you lead me into the path of righteousness. Oh, and by the way, during all of that, I'm going to praise you continuously. That's what that means. And what I want us to understand is, you know that back in the day, you used to brag on your big brother. You used to brag on your big sister or that uncle or whoever that mentor was, a coach or a teacher, or whoever that was that you looked up to. You would brag on them. You would tell people about them. You weren't embarrassed of them. You weren't ashamed of them. God doesn't want you to be embarrassed of him. He doesn't want you to be ashamed of him. He wants you to know that you love his leadership. He wants you to know and to not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He wants to know that you're not ashamed of who he is for you in your life. And what do? You want to praise him. First of all, praise silences the enemy, but praise welcomes God to be embraced into your life. Okay, and what I want us to understand is, whoever makes a lasting impact on your life is who you brag on. You know God did it, and only God could do it. So why not brag on him? Because only he could do what he did for you. Look up to God. You look up to your mentors. They could do no wrong in your eyes. God can do no wrong in your eyes, because the beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and God already says you are the apple of his eye. He already called you beautifully, wonderfully made. Do you know what God thinks about you? And that person to think that about you, why can't you in return reciprocate that and think that about him? Lord, you're beautiful. Lord, I thank you. Lord, you are the God of all gods. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are so kind. Lord, you are so merciful. Lord, you died on a cross for me. You didn't have to, but you did it anywhere. How polite is your love to love a friend that in no guarantee was going to love you back? How polite is your love? How deep is your love? Lord, I praise you. I'm just giving you examples of how you want to praise God. And when you praise God continuously, he is constantly on your tongue. He is constantly on your mind. You can be driving down the street. You hit that pothole. Lord, I praise you, because you know what? I could have had a blowout, but I didn't. Lord, I praise you because you blessed me with this vehicle to have. Lord, I hit a pothole, but I got gas in my tank. There is always a reason to praise God. Put it in the chat. There is always a reason to praise God. Let somebody hear you minister to him. There's always a reason to praise God, because God is always good, and he's good all the time. This is what I want us to know. This is what I want us to understand. Because when you praise God, here's what he's going to do. You're going to be telling of his goodness, and this will show people who you're following. I know nowadays, this is a fresh revelation from the Holy Spirit, we're all big on followings. Following this person on Twitter, following that person on Instagram, following this person on Facebook. Follow, 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 follow. Do you see what the enemy is trying to do on today? He is trying to disrupt and contort who we should be following. If you get up first, and the first person that is on your mind is a person that you're following on social media, you're out of order. I said it, and I don't take it back. If the first person that you're following is somebody on Instagram, you're out of order. If the first person that you're following is somebody on social media or whatever it is, and this ain't just social media, okay, this can be anything. Listen, it could be your dog. It can be Ren 10-10. If that is who's first on your mind, and you put all your mind and energy into that dog and letting him bark and all that, and that becomes you, do you know that your dog can become your God? If that's where all your time and energy and everything, it's such a subtle thing that we have to be careful about. Do you know your children can become your God? Yeah. Do you know that all these other things that are not God himself, that are more important in your life, if they are first and they consume all of your time, do you know that's who you serve? That's who you follow? God is saying, not today. We're going to pump the brakes on this. We got to get back to doing what he needs for us to do. We got to get back to making him first in our lives. We got to get back to allowing him to lead us in our lives. He is our leader. He is our manufacturer. He wrote the instruction manual. We have to pick up the word of God, read what the instruction manual is telling us in our lives, and make sure that we acknowledge him, that we praise him, and that we follow him in all of our ways. When we do this, ladies and gentlemen, God ain't just sitting back and inhabiting those things. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to hook you up. When praises go up, blessings do come down. You know, when he praised God, as David is telling us in Psalms, okay, what happens is God occupies, and I've said this before, he occupies residency in your praise. What does that mean? That means God lives in your praise. That means that God literally sits there. He brings his knapsack. He packs a lunch. He hangs out. He camps out in your praise. He lives under the roof of your praise. He is literally moving in and he is living in your praise. This is how God lives in us, and he lives in us through our praise. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, when we praise him, in exchange, he now lives. We create that lifeline now. We're charging up that lifeline now. Okay, we're charging up that moment. And what we're allowing God to do is say, hey, you know what, God? I know there's more than 3 billion people on this earth, but I'm giving you praise. You know what? He now acknowledges you. Because why? He's living in your praise. You're one of those that's grabbing his attention. I don't know about you, but I want to make sure I grab God's attention. I just want to let him know, despite everything that's going on, I love him. I thank him. I praise him. I'm acknowledging him. I'm making him first. I'm allowing him to lead my steps. I'm allowing him to be first in my life. Because here's what I want us to understand. He lives in the depths of your praise. And David tells us things like, I will bless the Lord at all times, not just when the times are good, but in all times, not just when the times are favorable, but in all times, not just when it seems like everything has worked out, but in all times, Lord, I will bless your name at all times, regardless to what it looks like. I'm going to bless him regardless to what the outcome may be. I am going to bless him. When he leads me, I am surely going to follow, and I will follow him all the days of my life. I think we just need to stop and just give God a praise right now. Just a praise break. You know why? Because he's giving you a sound mind. Because he's giving you eyes to see. He's giving you ears to hear. He's giving you the usage of your limbs. Maybe not like it used to be when you were 21, but at 43, at 44, at 54, 74, 84, if you are alive today, you got a sound mind today. You have a reason to thank God. You got a reason to thank God. He is blessing you. And I talked about the bank account just a few minutes ago. Look at how God is blessing your bank account. Look at how you're able to write checks comfortably. Maybe 20 years ago, you couldn't write a check like you can write today. Maybe God is doing some things for you in your life. He's taking you to another plan, another path in your life. He has led you into promotions. He's led you into great decisions. He's brought your children back into your life. He has healed some broken branches in your family. He is doing so many things. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. God is always doing something, ladies and gentlemen. And I get excited when I read the psalm, because when you know that you know that you know, when you know how God is so good in your life, when you know that he has done some amazing things in your life, when you know that he has brought you from a mighty long way, you ain't like you used to be, you ain't where you're going, and he is constantly leading you into the place of righteousness in your life, you can't help but to thank God for who he is. I'm on a praise tangent right now, and I need somebody to just join me in just praising God, because when you praise him continuously, he's going to bless you continuously. If you want to receive blessings continuously, you got to learn to praise God continuously. Open up that instruction manual and allow God to speak to you in your lives. And he will, in fact, continue to lead you. He will, in fact, continue to guide you. He will, in fact, open up doors that no man can open. And he will shut the doors that need to be shut in your life. But you got to have praise on your tongue. We talked about the power of the tongue. Everybody that has a tongue on today, God expects you to use that tongue to praise his name. If you've got a tongue on today, it ain't just to be able to taste the food. It ain't just to be able to do different things. Yeah, the tongue has a natural function, but its original function is to praise the name of our Holy Father. And you want to make sure that you're careful to give God praise. Now, here's something that I want us to understand as I get ready to close. I'm getting excited on this morning here. I'm probably going to have more church after we shut this message down here, because I know God, who has healed me in my life, who has healed me from 4 pulmonary embolisms in my life. I was supposed to be dead 4 times. When I know what God has done for me in my life, I can't help but give God praise. When I know what God has done for me in my life, being robbed, at having a gun in my face, a 9mm in my face. Yeah, I'm pouring my heart out right now. My wife knows about this. We've been robbed at gunpoint. And God, we sat there and looked at death right in our face. I ain't ashamed to tell my testimony, because I saw how God has worked in my life. That's why I want him leading me. That's why I want him guiding me. I can tell you some things here that'll blow your mind about what God has done in my life. And I'm going to make sure that I am careful to give him the praise. I'm like David. I feel like getting out of my coat right now. I don't feel like when I think of the goodness of God, ladies and gentlemen, and how good he is and all the things that he has done, especially for me in my life. And I know he's done some wonderful things for you in your life. He needs to continue to lead you. You need to continue to follow him. Let him continue to walk you into more blessings in your life. God is so good. He is so merciful. He is so awesome. And I can't get off of it right now. When the Holy Spirit has me anchored into something, that means right now chains are being broken. Somebody is feeling this right now. Somebody is being delivered right now. Somebody right now is being set free in the name of Jesus. God is opening up doors. He's saying, all you got to do is follow me. Let me lead. Let me be the leader. We all used to play that game, follow the leader. Remember that? Even if it was just going to the lunchroom in your classroom, follow the leader, stay in a single file line, follow this person, follow this person. God wants you to stay in a single file line, letting him lead you, letting the Holy Spirit lead you, letting Jesus lead you, and then you number 4 right behind all 3 of them, following you, following him, and him allowing himself to lead you in your life. Now, here's what I want us to understand here. Sorry, I get all excited. When I get excited, I just kind of go all over the place here. Here's what I want us to know, because here's who God is as I get ready to close. A father loves when their child brags on them. I can attest to that. It makes you stick your chest out. It makes you feel like you can conquer the world. There is nothing too tough that we can't fix when that child brags on us. And there's nothing too hard for us to solve when that child brags on us. It makes us feel like we're on top of the world. This is how God feels, ladies and gentlemen, when we praise him. A mother loves the same thing. A mother loves, oh my God, mother loves when you talk about her good cooking. When you brag on, oh my gosh, she did this, or she sang that song, or whatever it is. We are all that way. And we all love to receive that, because you know why? Because we're made in the image of God, and God loves praise. Ladies and gentlemen, we love praise. We love praise. We just love for that God-given gift and that talent and whatever it is to be acknowledged. We love for people to appreciate the abilities that we have and the things that we can do. We love it. We love it. But we want to stay humble and don't allow those things to make us think more highly of ourselves than we should. But we love that acknowledgement. This is why God wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. This is how God feels, ladies and gentlemen, when we lift up his name. This is how God feels when we acknowledge him in all of our ways. We lean not to our own understanding. And when we do that and we're walking by faith, he sticks his chest out. He's like, my son, my daughter down there, they're allowing me to lead. They're allowing themselves to get out of the way, and they're allowing me to lead. He looks down and he smiles. She gets it. He gets it. And that's what he wants us to know. Why wouldn't God, after that, why wouldn't God want to continue to direct your steps when you're praising him like that? Allowing him to stick his chest out. Allowing him to feel so special. Allowing him to know, oh, you know what? You're putting your trust in me. It's something about a child and a father's love. is such a special thing because we want to be that for our children. We want to make sure that we're there for our children. We want to be that protector. We want to be that provider. We want to be all those things that God wants to be for us in our lives. And when you do that and you acknowledge him and you praise him, why wouldn't he want to order your steps? What father wouldn't be compelled to show you the way when you're telling him that you love him like that? Can you do something for me on the day before we close? I'm going to ask you to do something. Can you join me today and just let God know that you love him? Let God know that you care for him. Let God know that he's good. Let God know that he's good all the time. Because where he's leading you, I want you to understand before I close, where he's leading you, no one else can take you. No one else can shake you. No one else can make you, and no one else, ladies and gentlemen, can break you. Only God can take you where you need to be. And once I read the instruction manual in that humidifier, and I realized, number one, it was not supposed to be on the carpet. It was not supposed to be on the ground. I then had to go back and restructure some things and follow all the steps that the manufacturer had set out for me to follow. And because of that, I can now operate the humidifier in the fullness of its full function and receive all the benefits that the manufacturer intended for me to receive. That is what God wants for all of us, ladies and gentlemen, to follow the instruction manual, which is the word of God, to be able to live that life that he has for you in Jeremiah 29 and 11, those plans that he has for you, not to prosper, to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And as King Solomon said, what we want to do is acknowledge him in all of our ways and allow him to direct our paths. I just want to close out with a prayer on this morning. And I want everybody that is listening to us right now to just close out. I am going to just pray. Lord, I pray for a spirit of praise over that man, that woman, that child, that they can praise you, Lord Jesus, because of your leadership, because you direct our steps, because you order our steps, because you are in charge. Help us to die to ourselves, Lord Jesus, and allow ourselves, Lord Jesus, to pick up the instruction manual and allow you to lead us, Lord. Lord, I just pray that somebody got it on today, that somebody received it on today. Maybe we got a little bit beside ourselves. Maybe we've kind of gotten away from some things, Lord. But I thank you for just speaking this word to send us a reminder, to let us know, and everything that we do to keep you first, to praise you continuously, and to acknowledge you in all of our ways and allow you to direct our paths. You are the leader of all leaders, and no one can lead like you, Father. So I just pray, Lord Jesus, that we get it, that we feast on this word, and that you order our steps everywhere that we go in our lives, that we just keep you on our tongue, keep you on our mind, and keep you first. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody out there on today, Lord, needs to know you. They need to know you as a leader, not just something mysteriously or whatever, or because they can't see you with their natural eyes, but that you order their steps. You lead by example. You lead in the spiritual realm, and you direct our paths, Lord. For somebody out there on today, you may not know the leader, and you want to know who he is on today. I want you to say this after me, whoever you are. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Open my heart. Open my mind. Help me to receive your leadership, because I believe that you died. I believe that you rose with all the leadership power that I need in my life. And I accept you as my Lord, and I accept you as my Savior right now in the name of Jesus. You are the leader of my life. And if that is you, and you have given your life to God, I just want to right now give God another hand praise for welcoming you into the kingdom that this is a king. You know what? God is building more leaders, and he is building more leaders to help take the word to higher heights, to newer depths. We are getting ready to go into places that we've never gone before. Healings are going to manifest that have never been manifested before. New dimensions, new things. And you want to be a part of this right now. There is going to be a spirit of overflow like never before. And you want to be a part of this. You, whoever gave your life to God on today, reach out to me. Shoot me a note. info.soilchurch@gmail.com. I just want to stay connected with you, send you some resources, and just kind of help be that little mentor for you as I follow the mentor. I want to be that mentor for you as I follow the mentor to help you in your life. And I just want to thank you for giving God your life, because this is a team that never loses. And this is a leader that leads greater than anybody else in our lives. All right. So thank you for listening to the word. But right now, before we close, hey, this was a great word. And if this word was great for you, show it by taking action. Show it by providing a service. It is now giving time. As you see on the screen right now, giving is service. Serve the people of God. Serve the Lord that you serve. Serve by giving. Giving is service. Serve by giving. This is a part of the service that everybody can participate in. And as you see in 2 Corinthians 2:19, this service you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also, here's that word, overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. We're going to talk about the power of wealth in 2022. That is going to be an awesome series, and I'm getting us ready for it right now. Overflow in wealth. I'm telling you, it's happening. It's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss it, but show God that you want to give. You are blessed by this word. The Father spoke to you on today. He spoke to your heart. You have been uplifted. You have been blessed. Show God with a token of appreciation. Okay, give, and it shall be given unto you. Press down, shaking together, run it over. Okay, give with good measure, not just, okay, blah, 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 blah. No, however important this word penetrated into your spirit, give at that measure. And here's the deal. Give and it shall be given back unto you, full measure. So whatever you give, that's what you're going to receive. If there's lack in receiving, if there's lack in prosperity, if there's lack in these areas, you got to check your giving status. Check your giving status. Give into this ministry. If this ministry is being a blessing to you, I give into this ministry. My wife gives in this ministry. So many people give into this ministry. I love receiving your texts, and I'm going to show some of y'all texts with your permission. Show some of y'all texts to the people here of what God is doing for you in your life, how healing is manifesting in your life. I received a text from somebody that their relative got completely healed of cancer, that tunes into this message, that spends their time and all that into this message. I received that praise report. Thank God for that. God is doing something in this season. I just want to pray over every token that is received, every seed that is received into this message. Heavenly Father, Lord, there is a need for every seed. There is a seed for every need. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for just equipping us to be able to sow into this ministry right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. You said give with good measure and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaking together, running over, Lord. You said overflow is coming, Lord, to prosper us in Jeremiah 29:11. You are speaking that into us in this season. I don't know what you're doing, how you're doing it, but guess what? I'm going to follow your lead and allow you to lead us into the path of righteousness. Everything that you have for us, Lord Jesus, you are doing some mighty things, Lord. I pray over every mess, over every seed coming into this ministry, Lord Jesus. I pray 100-fold return. I pray overflow blessings over every seed that's been sown into this ministry, whether it's today, tomorrow, sometime during the week. And I just thank you for everything that you're doing in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you and we thank you. Hey, listen, we got a couple of ways to give. We've got Givelify. I don't know if, yeah, there you go. There we are right there. We've got Givelify. If you want to give on the Givelify app, okay, pull us up, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Then we've got Zelle, info.soilchurch@gmail.com. Send it to our Zelle account. Some of y'all send it to a different account, okay? Send it to the Zelle account. Pull it up, info.soilchurch@gmail.com. We still take those seeds and we deposit those seeds, but don't send them to us. send them to the church Zelle account, okay? That's what we do. We put it in there, and we just want we want this thing to grow, and God is doing some wonderful things. Thank you for your contributions. Thank you for that. We're going to next week talk about some things that we're doing and how your seeds have been blessing the local community right here. We're going to talk about that next week. For every seed, there is a blessing that somebody is able to receive, and it is up to us as the people of God to follow the leader and allow him to lead us into doing what he needs for us to do. As I close on this morning, Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for all that you're doing. Bless us to have a prosperous, successful week on this week. Use us for your purpose and glory. Keep us protected from hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. This is a dangerous world, but you lead us into safety. In the name of Jesus, we love you and we thank you. Amen. Hey, listen, thank you for joining us on today. And as I always say, we'll be back next Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And as I always say, don't meet me there, beat me there. Love you, folks. Talk to you next week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and
help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. Blessings come down.
We worship you.
I dare you learn to praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore him.
Come, let us adore him.
Thank you, Lord. Kneel down before him. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say amen.
Emmanuel.
Come on, help me say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
We magnify your name. Yes, we
worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We worship you.
Everybody.
We worship you.
We worship you.
We all know that having the newest styles and latest merchandise is an important part of your day. That's why you must check out the new online store for We Talk Radio Network. From the best quality t-shirts and hoodies to leggings and oversized blankets, we've got you covered. We even have merch for all the youth. Check us out at wetalkradio.com/shop. And while you're there, pick up an advertising package for your business or your next big project. We can customize a marketing package just for you to get your business in front of your neighbors. Go to wetalkradio.com/shop and shop.
Times are different today. Things are happening that have never happened before in the history of our world. And out of all the chaos that we're seeing and that we're experiencing, we need the word of God like never before. We need the word of God like we've never needed the word of God before. And I'm asking you to come grow with us in the soil, to receive good sound, biblical teachings that answer and speak to where we are on today. This is Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it the Soil Church, and I want to see you come grow with us in the soil. You can follow us on Facebook at Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Follow us on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, we'll be right here on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord Station, 10 a.m. every Sunday, and you can follow us there. But you have many multiple ways to follow us to grow with us in the soil. So come join me and allow God to speak to your spirit so that we can understand what God needs for us to do in such a time as this. So again, come join me, Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And I'm looking for you to not meet me there, but beat me there as we grow in the soil of the love of God. Don't meet me there, beat me there.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.